Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, champion. It is so great to have you inside the Every Day is Saturday community, where you have plugged into the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. We inspire, we motivate, we empower, but you do that. You do that. It's not just about me and getting this message out to the masses in over 100 countries all around the world. It's about what you do with the message once you receive it. Do you receive the message? Of course you do. Every day. You're subscribed, right? You've headed on over to iTunes. You've left that 5-star rating on the show. Of course you I know you have. I know you have. You've gone to everydaysaturday.com. You've clicked the podcast button, and now you are subscribed. And hey, it's great to have you. This is a show, in all seriousness, where we don't cut any corners. There's no fluff. There's no theory. There's no, hey, let me talk to you about the three successful ways to start your day that I read about in a leadership book 10 years ago, and I think I'd like to share. No, it's none of that, man. It's real. It's real talk from a real entrepreneur, the guy that had the real guts to tell a real boss to go take a real flying hike with the 5% raise every year and the weekends off sometimes. Oh, but you get the stock options in the company car. Okay. Anyway, hey, it's my pleasure once again to have you here. Today I want to talk about your contribution. Your contribution. Seriously, what are you going to do? We talk about it all the time. Find your passion. Find your purpose. Find out why you're here. Man, why are you here? Why are you taking up space? I know you want to do something great. I know you dare to do something great, but have you done something great? Horace Mann said we should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind. What is your major contribution going to do? I'll talk about, or what is your major contribution going to be, rather? I'll talk about some of the things that motivate me to get me going. Maybe they'll resonate with you. Hopefully they will. I think a few of them will, because I think at our core, we all have a few fundamental things, just things that we want. If we have children, we want safety for our children. We want health for our children. Your children should never leave us before we leave the earth, right? True or true? I mean, you hear about, you know, children that pass away and they die before their parents, and it's just, is there anything? I mean, I lay awake at night, not worried, but praying over the protection of my children. That is very important to me. And that's one of the things. Contribution to mankind does not have to be millions of dollars. It does not have to be a mansion. It does not have to be boats and cars and all that silly nonsense, man. It just does not need to be that. You know what it needs to be? It needs to be a legacy you're going to leave. For me, all I wanted to ever be was a dad. You know, it was a point in time. I thought never going to be a father. I thought it was just kind of like my, I don't know what the heck, some crazy thoughts going through my head at the time. Just, I remember being in my late 20s, early 30s, and my wife and I got married when it was 1998, so I was turning 30 that year, and we tried for a couple of years to have kids unsuccessfully, delivered a boy at 20 weeks. Those of you that are familiar with that story, our baby boy Matthew died 20 weeks in the hospital, get baptized, gave him away. You know, it's just crazy stuff, man. You start going through your head like, oh, okay, so this is what I'm just condemned with my whole life. Like, I'm never going to be a dad. The only thing I ever wanted to be, you know, dad left mom. My dad left my mom, raised eight kids by herself. You know the story. I was the youngest of eight. So it really, I always wanted to be like Mike Brady, you know, the Brady Bunch. Just that's as stupid as that sounds. I know it doesn't sound stupid when you're older, you know, but when you're younger, it's like, try telling a buddy of yours, hey, what do you want to do? Well, I want to be Mike Brady. No. Dude, seriously, like, what do you want to do? I mean, you want to go, you know, snow skiing? You want to go water skiing? What do you want to do, man? Let's go. We want to go on a hike. Let's go to a game. What? Yeah, I mean, no, that's all temporary fun. I make no mistake about it, man. We're going to have a great time, great photos, a lot of great times had by this guy. I don't want to paint myself as anything holier than thou. Trust me, I had a lot of fun. West Palm Beach, Florida, Buffalo, New York, Cincinnati, Ohio. Trust me, this guy had a lot of fun. But at some point in time, you want to make sure that you leave a major contribution for mankind. And for me, it was about just being a dad. So the whole movement I launched was just, if it met that common core, you know, just that common core principle I had of being a dad, not being perfect, you know, I'm not here to say I'm the perfect dad. I lose it every night at bedtime, just like you guys do, trying to put your kids down. You got homework, you got this, you got that, you got drama, kids that don't listen. I mean, I'm not saying we're not human, we're robots. I'm just saying you want to leave a contribution. But in order for me to leave that contribution, I was forced to quit my job. I was moved by something so much bigger than a dollar bill. You know, if you're moved by a dollar bill, then you're weightless. I mean, really, you're a void of any weight, you know? And I mean that as a metaphor, because if a dollar bill moves you, how shallow are you? You know, I understand how money can move people, but let me tell you, it doesn't move anybody. It just exposes people for more of what they really are. You're a great person. You know, you're going to make a lot of money. Don't even worry about that. I know sometimes, yeah, you see the bills and they're piling up and you see healthcare costs. I get all that, man. I get all that. But what you got to be able to see even more clearly than that is you got to be able to see a product, a value, a contribution that you're going to be able to bring to the marketplace that will pay you handsomely. And where that all starts is, how much do you really believe in yourself? Like, do you really believe you got a product or something inside of you, something that you can do? For example, speaking. I think everybody alive should be a speaker. And I don't mean you got to be the next, latest and greatest motivational speaker. That's not my point. By the way, as a side note, I literally just read online on Deadspin, I think it was, before I came on the air here, Peyton Manning just got paid $105,000 to give a 25-minute speech at Oklahoma State University. The Oklahoma State student government brought him in. 25 minutes, $105,000, man. And look, you know, obviously, he ain't a speaker, man. Great guy. But come on, do you know anybody that can move you more than Peyton Manning? It's all celebrity. Obviously, I mean, Sam's telling me something I don't know. Peyton Manning's famous, so he gets paid a lot of money. I'm just saying, man. That's crazy, isn't it? Hey. So safe to say, Peyton Manning probably won't be signing up for my speaker training that I'm launching next month, because if he's already making $2,400 a minute, probably doesn't need it. But I think everybody should be a speaker. I really do. I was talking about this on my hangout today. Every Thursday, I do a live hangout. I try to every Thursday. Last Thursday, I was traveling. But for the most part, every Thursday, go to everydaysaturday.com/hangout. And we just talk about marketing, man. We talk about marketing, talk about business, talk about mindset. We talked about influence today. What does it mean to have influence? And anybody that does have influence can launch a product, launch a business, launch a movement. But how do you get it? Like, how do you get influence without being a snake oil salesperson, you know? But being a speaker is simply, you know, I don't care, as I was talking about on the hangout today, I don't care if you got to just spend $50 to reserve a room at the Hampton you know where they have those continental breakfasts at the Hampton Hotel or any hotel like that, a Comfort Inn, they give you like, you know, a toaster and a muffin and things like that. Well, typically they have a conference room that holds 20, 50 people off to the side. You throw them $50, man, especially off season when they're not busy. They'll gladly take it. You host an event with 50 people in there. Do some great training on whatever you're passionate about. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I should give a presentation on. Let me tell you something. You know what you speak on? What you love to talk about. Isn't that a crazy concept? Like, you talk about what it is you love. And when you find a room of 50 other people who share at least to some degree that same love, that same passion. Look, I don't care if that's motorcycles. I don't care if you're talking, you know, you're getting your geek on and talking about JavaScript and PHP or you're talking about microphones or cameras or you're talking about stuffed animals or gummy bears. I mean, it doesn't matter. There's a market for every single one of those things I just listed. You know what I mean? But you got to get out there. Have an event. Start speaking. So it's about just this whole leaving a contribution behind. You know, you got to get moving. You got to get going. You got to eliminate that fear. You got to eliminate this I'm not as good as, and then fill in the blank of the thought leader that you're comparing yourself to, which is absolutely insane. You know, and hey, yeah, you're going to get hit with a curveball every single day. You're going to get hit. What happened today? What happened with you today? Something. I know something bad happened. I mean, it happens to all of us. We're all human. You know, none of us has the perfect day. Anybody tells you that their days are perfect, you know, they're a liar. You know, but what happened to you today? And how did you adjust to it? Because you have to adjust every single minute. Let me tell you, this is wild, man. Let me tell you, right before our hangout today, it was 11:40 Eastern time. All right. Hangouts at noon. And my phone rings and it's my property manager back in Bradford and Bradford, Pennsylvania, where I have about 40 rental units or so. And I joke around with Bob all the time, but whenever he calls, it's always 100% of the time, bad news, bad news, Bob. And we laugh about it. You know, it's like, I got to put an alarm on my phone or something. Whenever this guy calls, I just know it's bad news, but I don't want to send it to voicemail because, you know, he's a good guy. He does a great job for me. So anyway, we had a tenant die in our apartment and Bob found her and she was an elderly lady. Let's just call her Barbara for now. And because literally, I'm not even sure, it literally happened 2 hours ago. Okay. So Bob calls me and says, "Hey, Sam, you know, the tenant in, you know, the unit," he said to you, I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Yeah, she's dead." I'm like, okay. That's a little too general for me, Bob. I mean, how? You can just give me an idea how, you know, what happened. He said, "Well, she, you know, she was older and I'm guessing that, you know, it was just a combination of, you know, disease or whatever, old age." And but I thought about how lonely, because she'd probably been there for a day or two and Bob found her. You know, he told me he was the one that found her. And how sad. Imagine if that's your mother. You know, your mother is laying in a bed lifeless for a day, 2 days, and nobody knows because nobody comes by to visit because they don't have any friends and all their friends are dead. And, you know, just think about life, you know, when we get, I know we don't want to think about, and this is, oh my God, Sam, this is a motivational show. You're making me all tense inside. Well, look, come on, seriously? That's the whole premise of every day is Saturday. You only get so many Saturdays in your life and then they're gone. And then they're absolutely gone. What contribution are you going to leave to make sure that, number one, you don't die with the music still in you, and number two, that you've made a contribution? You can't use your job as the main contribution. If that's what you're thinking right now, then go read the book that I recommend called Chasing Daylight, and that will put everything in perspective, okay? Chasing Daylight. Buy it on Amazon. You can get it new probably for a couple of bucks, all right? But the contribution you need, I think about that. I'm getting ready for this Google Hangout, and I'm literally going on the air in 20 minutes. So I'm talking about it. I'm like, wow, that shook me up. I mean, I started the Hangout. It was still on my mind. I went, wow, it's so bad for Barbara, man. I mean, that's it. Her life's over. I mean, she didn't even get a chance to get to Easter Sunday today, you know? I mean, if you benchmark things, I wonder if she had anything planned for Memorial Day. You know, I wonder what was going through her mind. Was she going to have family come visit? Was she going to do anything special for the 4th of July? You know, had she been thinking ahead? What was she going to do for Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas? None of that's ever going to happen again for her. And at some point in time, that's going to be you and me. You know, but right now, while we have all our faculties about us, while you are sharp in the mind, see, this is where I get really frustrated when I speak to entrepreneurs. And it's, I guess, my frustration. It's also in myself because I used to do this to myself. And I just wish I could grab you by the lapels and just shake you. Say, man, come on. Just shake out of this, man. You know, nobody cares how much you know. Nobody cares if you're the greatest. Nobody wants you to be Einstein. We just want you to get the hell going. You know, you don't even know how great you are. You have greatness inside of you. You have greatness inside of you, and you're sabotaging that, and you're holding it hostage because of some silly thought inside your mind that you've rationally justified to let yourself know, because nobody else believes it, right? Nobody else believes this crap that you're selling yourself, that I can't, I don't, I can't. Why can't you? You're robbing somebody else of a blessing. They want your message. They want your product. They want you to begin this movement. Damn it, they're screaming for you to get going, but for some reason, you're holding your greatness hostage for some rationalized thought that only you know, that only you can understand. Because you say this, let me tell you something. Get out in front of an audience. Find 100 people. Bring them all in. Say, everybody, I've got an announcement I want to make. Everybody gather around. Come on, gather around. Thank you. Thank you for coming. I appreciate that. I've called this event to order. I have something very important I'd like to say. Thank you for coming. Okay. Okay. Great. Great to meet you. Okay. We got everybody here? All right. Let's close the door. Is the mic working? Let's see. Okay. Got the mic working. Hey, this is me. I'm going to be you or whoever right now that just feels as though you can't get this million-dollar movement off the ground. Hey, my name's Sam Crowley. I want to thank everybody for coming. Yes, I am a healthy 45-year-old male living in the Midwest. My wife is healthy. My three daughters are healthy. I've got more than I deserve, and I'm here to tell everybody that I just cannot get started. I've got a great idea. I want to thank everybody once again. Thank you once again for coming. Oh, Mary, good to see you over there. Joe, how's the kids? Good, 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 good. Hey, I just want to let everybody know that I don't feel worthy to become an entrepreneur and launch this product that keeps me up every night, that I think about in the shower, on the treadmill, when I'm driving in my car, staring out the windshield, feeling like somebody poured me in the seat of my car because my lifeless body just sits there and I don't have enough time for my family, my kids, my parents, my loved ones, the movement, my mission trips, the people that are waiting on me, the blessing that I can be to everybody else out there. I just don't have the courage to move forward. And I just want to let everybody know that came here today, my friends, my family, neighbors, everybody, you all know me, that this facade that you've seen, this happy person, this person you think is a great individual, somebody that can move mountains, I'm here to tell you that I'm not that individual. And I'd just like to stay put. I would just like to become average for the rest of my life. I have no intention in making a major contribution to the world. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that I am now officially average. Okay? And I have no plans of doing anything great. Thanks for coming, everybody. You can grab some refreshments on the way out. That's the speech. Okay? That's the speech that you have to make. You can't do it. You've made that to yourself, but you can't make that to everybody that knows you, because people who know you and love you, they want great things for you. I'm not talking about the haters. I'm not talking about the snipers and the people that got absolutely no life. Look, you know as well as I do, people who have no life are more than happy to take yours down with them. Are you going to let that happen? Come on. You're not going to let that happen, right? You're not going to let some loser, some individual that's got absolutely nothing going for them, you're not going to let them drag you down, right? Okay, cool. Because I'm talking about the people who love you, people who are cheering you on. I say, come on, let's go. Come on. Come on. We know you can do it. Let's do it. I want to see you succeed. People who love you and care about you, they really, really want to see you succeed. And for some reason, you're sabotaging that. For what? For who? What's going on? You can't do that anymore. You can't do that. You cannot allow that to happen anymore, because there's going to be one time, someday, and I don't know when that day is, and only one person knows, the good Lord upstairs, when that day is going to happen, that you ain't going to wake up. And you're going to think of this quote, once again from Horace Mann. We should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind. What is that going to be? And more importantly, when are you going to do it? My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.